DW. Over a loudspeaker, a woman encourages co-op members to stack and bag 4 tons of vegetables unloaded this morning. The cooperative, known locally as a colectivo, allows several hundred poor and middle-income people to pool their resources to get food directly from the source. Victor Zambrano is one of the group's leaders.
These vegetables are better quality and cheaper because we get them directly from the farmers. A bag might last a typical family for several weeks and cost about 1/4 of the supermarket price. The supermarkets charge for aesthetics, which has nothing to do with the nutritional value. For example, a squash might be in the letter C, but you wouldn't find that in a supermarket because it doesn't fulfill the aesthetic value, but it still has the nutritional value.
A kilo of potatoes costs the equivalent of €1.36 in a supermarket, but less than 1/5 of that through the colectivo. It not only saves members money, says Zambrano, it also encourages eating healthy food.
We're trying to change the eating habits of different communities because we prioritize food with more important nutritional value.
This and similar colectivos scattered around Caracas are a bottom-up initiative promoted by the socialist government of Nicolas Maduro to help solve Venezuela's food crisis. Anyone from the neighborhood may join. Lenin Brea is another colectivo leader.
It seems like a small effort in a big city like Caracas, but if we are able to reproduce this experience, we hope the price of fruits and vegetables will drop.
Brea expresses the government's view that the food crisis is caused by middlemen speculating at the expense of ordinary people. He argues that some businessmen are intentionally sabotaging the economy in order to undermine President Maduro.
Organized mafias have a monopoly on purchasing fruits and vegetables throughout the country. Farmers are forced to sell to these mafias at undervalued prices. Middlemen sometimes mark up prices by 200%.
This is a nonsense point of view.
José Guerra is a conservative member of the National Assembly and an economist. He's standing outside the National Assembly building in central Caracas. Guerra argues that middlemen are not the problem. He says food is in short supply because the Maduro government imposes price controls and limits the exchange of foreign currency. He says such government controls distort the market and reduce supplies. Guerra prescribes a classic capitalist solution.
We need to change the model, the economic model, in order to liberalize the market forces. And if you liberalize the market forces, you can see food, medicine everywhere. So there is an excess of demand for the food and excess of demand for the services. So there are a lot of experience about that. Russia, like North Korea, like Cuba, when people don't have the capacity to buy food because there is no food.
Critics have been accusing the government of mismanagement of resources and cronyism. They say the current situation is a homemade crisis. Freddy Guevara, vice president of the National Assembly and a major opposition leader, says Venezuela is actually a rich country that will do well economically once Maduro is out of power.
I'm pretty optimistic about that. I'm pretty sure that Venezuela has a very high potential in all of the ways. We have the first resource, certificated resource of oil in all the world, the third one in gas, I mean natural gas, and we have a lot of biodiversity. A lot of minerals that is needed to be used in the technology business. We can be the miracle of South America.
Guevara says he's working informally with economists in the United States to develop a capitalist economy after the fall of the socialist government.
There's a Venezuelan intellectual that works in Harvard called Ricardo Hausmann. He's a very important figure here in Venezuela, in a lot of countries. And he has a task group in Harvard that are working in that scenario, but not in a formal way. In the opposition, we are not working in that now, but we have a lot of people that are making plans and a lot of options so we can decide when we have the time which plan or which options are the better for the moment.
Guevara admits that economic recovery will be difficult and will require a lot of outside help.
There's no way that we can recover our country without the international financial aid. We need international investment, private and public and multinational, and we will have to have international support for two main issues: to make the adjustments in the macroeconomic spectrum, but also to have the economic fund to support the poorest people in order to make them not pay the consequences of the changes that we have to do in the economy.
Members of the Food Colectivo and other government supporters say the opposition seeks to impose neoliberal policies advocated by the U.S. and various international lending agencies. They argue that in the 1990s, similar free market policies and excessive foreign debt produced inflation and increased poverty. Back at the bagging area, members listen to music as they pack tomatoes, onions, and squash. Colectivo leader Zambrano says that while his group began as a response to the food crisis, he hopes it continues even if the current shortages end.
This crisis is forcing us to evaluate how we purchase our food. I hope that learning process stays with us. The colectivos are a good way to provide cheap and nutritious food.
For DW, I'm Reese Ehrlich, Caracas.
DW